as que tem pra fazer, acho que vira aqui, já. Só mesmo.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I apologize about yesterday. I did not feel good. I request your dua, inshallah, for me. Your dua is always helping me, والحمد لله رب العالمين. So don't forget me in your dua all the time. That Allah help me to continue to remind each other about the law of the Sharia. Alhamdulillah, because this is a request, this is important. Last week, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we offer a questions we received. The brother, he said, his father-in-law, the father of his wife, passed away. And he left the children. But he, with the children, he left wasiyah, bequest, a written will. He left a written will for his family that all his property or his wealth should go to Islamic projects, masjid, orphan place, sadaqah for needy people. So before he die, he ignored all his children, and he made a written bequest or written will to contribute all his property to the Islamic project. The brother, he said, his wife and her brothers and sister rejected the wasiyah. They said, this is not right. He did something wrong. And the wife, she insists, and she took her part from the wasiyah, from the inheritance, her portion, and she went to Hajj. He asked the question, is the Hajj for my wife is accepted because she violate the wasiyah? The wasiyah means the written will, the bequest. She violated and she took the money and she went to Hajj, which belonged to her. You know, money will be distributed between the children. لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْسَيَيْنِ. Male will take twice of the female. If he has a father, and the father, if he has a father still alive, and his mother, she's still alive. And because if he has a children, his mother, she take 1/6, and his father 1/6. That means total third of the property will go to his parents. If he has only a mother, she's still alive, and he has a children, he has a children, the mother, inshallah ta'ala, will take the 1/6. If he has no children, the mother will take 1/3, and the father will take 1/3. That means 2/3 of his property will go to his parents if he has no children. But if he has a children and he left the property, 1/3 for father and mother. Mother, 6. Father, 6. That's actually the Sharia in Surah An-Nisa. Let's we come back to the question. The children, they rejected the wasiyah. They said, we don't believe this. How come he written all his property to Islamic project and we got nothing? Zero. And she fight with her brother, and they give her her portion from the inheritance or the property of her past or deceased father, and she went to Hajj. Listen for this carefully, brother. نَقُولُ وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. Put our depend and trust on Allah, because the most dangerous questions in Islam, the topic of inheritance. I give a class and I cover all the inheritance in this masjid almost like 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. And this is very complicated. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ أُوتِيَ عِلْمُ الْفَرَائِدِ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ شَطْرَ الْعِلْمِ. Whoever learn the law of the inheritance, that means he collects half of the ilm, half of the knowledge. That is very important. What we did with this case, the father written everything for Islamic projects, ignored all his children. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, before we put our money in the, before our hand in the property, number one, we have to take from his property, from his wealth, to prepare his funeral. Funeral has expenses. Is that right or not? Yes. Can we actually, we refuse and we're looking for the people in the masjid? No. If he has a property, if he has a wealth, we have to take the portion which cover all the janaza expenses. Is that clear?
Yes.
Number two, as we said before, we look. Did father, the father, he perform, he has property now. And the Hajj will be obligation if you have what? The Hajj will be obligation.
If you have the means and the help.
If they have the money too, right? Right. We look, he did not perform Hajj. We take part which covered the expenses of the Hajj. And someone who already did Hajj for himself, and we give him this money to perform Hajj on behalf of the deceased person. We agree about this, Sheikh Yunus, yes, last week. Number three, we look for the dain, debt. Did he borrow money from anyone? The Prophet ﷺ never ever pray Salat al-Janazah. And when they bring the body in the masjid to play to the Prophet ﷺ to lead Salat al-Janazah, he asked a question for the people in the masjid. هَلْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيكُمْ مِنْ دَيْنِ. Is your brother owe money for someone? We don't know, Ya Rasulullah. قَالَ اسْأَلُوا عَاقِلَتَهُ. They go and ask his family members, his wife, his children, his father, his brothers, to ask. Wallahi, yes, we found that the father, before he passed away, he borrowed money from someone, from Sheikh Kiba. Sheikh Kiba, he said, La, wallahi, I need my money. Because my daughter, she needs to marry. And I need this money. I lend it for so and so. And I need the money. Because I need it for my daughter, for my son, whatever it is. So if the family member, they said, we don't have, the Prophet ﷺ never ever pray Salat al-Janazah. What did he say? قَالَ سِدُّ الدَّيْنَ عَنْ أَخِيكُمْ. Pay the debt for your brothers. So the Muslim Jama'ah will be obligated if his family member has no money. Or they said, we don't have. They clear, Allah, he knows. But we should collect the money to pay for the Sheikh Kiba. That's his money. Unless Sheikh Kiba in the end, when he found actually the that he left his family and the family don't have money or something like this, he said, okay, I forgive. That's up to him. We cannot force him. Ya Sheikh, you are tough. How come actually? Forgive your brother. No, we don't say that. He has a right to ask about his money. Because that's his money now. Number four. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, said in the Quran, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْ دَيْن. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, before you distribute anything, you have to look wasiyya, the bequest. What did he write? What did he leave? That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِمْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ not allow for any Muslim يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, believe Allah, believe in Allah and the hereafter, to sleep single night or two nights without a written will, bequest over his head, in a closet, in somewhere in a bank, and he has to inform someone that he left a wasiyya. Because, ya Sheikh Kiba, if I die, you are the one only you are able to open my wasiyya and to give it my children. Because my children, everybody looking for his own self. But Allah, my brothers, in the Quran, Quran has a tafsir. Allah mentioned the wasiyya first. من بعد وصية يوصي بها, after a written bequest to actually to leave for his family members. أو دين or debt. So Allah قدم الوصية. Allah, he put the bequest first and he put the debt in the second. Which one? First I have to, before I distribute the money. Shall I take his وصية, his bequest first, or I take the debt? The debt, which did come second in the Quran. After wasiyah written well or debt. But the ulama and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, debt come first. Before you looking for who, how he distribute his money, you have to take the money and give it to the lender. Is that clear? Right. What about if the father, he written all his property? My sister back home. And he has a children. I punish all my children. None one of them are dutiful to me. All of them disobeying me. Nobody help me. Nobody take me to the hospital. They left me alone in my house or apartment without helping me. I punish all of them. All my money should go Islamic projects or my sister back home. Is that allowed to do that? That allowed to do that?
No.
He's allowed within the one third. That means if he written all his property to certain projects, Islamic projects, or sister, or brother back home, or whomever, you understand? If it's more than one third, we told them, no, we have to change it. You are the obligated to change it. You cannot take it other way. Your father, you will receive a punishment in the grave. With Islamic is showing. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's his uncle. He came, ya Rasulullah, I have a lot of property. And I have only one daughter. And I need to fear Allah. Can I give 2/3 of my property? Actually, to the needy people, the Prophet said, la, 2/3 is too much. Then Sa'di said, radiallahu anhu arda, how about half? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la, no. Then the Sa'di said, how about 1/3? He said, a third, wa thirdu kathir. Go for the third, leave everything for your daughter, if you don't have father or mother, but you cannot give more than 1/3 to a stranger or an Islamic project. Then the Prophet, he said a word in the end, was thirdu kathir, and the third is too much. Because somebody said, for example, he left $10,000. $10,000. $10,000 is nothing today, brother Fadlullah. The Fadlullah is not with us anymore. He's in the office now. So it's so what we have is still, you have 15 minutes. Don't look for the watch. Yes, they took it here. So what we have to do, we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to distribute our money according to Islamic Sharia. Do not favor anyone. But $10,000 I left it, brother Yunus. That's all my money, saving. Can I take the third and I give it actually to the poor people and I leave my children and my wife without any money? La. Is the Prophet ﷺ say it's better for you to leave behind you enough money for your children better than you leave them to go and begging. Give me, actually I need to pay the rent. How much is the rent today? Rent, exact $10,000, how much is the rent? It's not even equal to 1 year now. So you cannot give it to the others if you have less money. Because the people sometimes they understand me wrong. Sheikh Mustafa said, don't give anything. I don't say that. I said, if the money is little, it's better to leave the whole money for your children. Why? Because it's better for them to cover them and to stop them to ask the people to help, better than you go and distribute it for the stranger. If yes, if you leave enough money, somebody left $100,000. Yes, you are allowed to go and give up to the third of your property to Islamic project or to strange or whomever you love. Is that clear? Right. This is actually one. And the debt will be commanded before the bequest. Before the wasiyah, the debt will be. Is that clear for all of you? Hello? تفضل يا شيخ. طيب الحمد لله. طيب. Come to actually the question today, which I said before the salah. Here I just write from the sister. Here. She's a new Muslim female. New Muslim. Came from a Christian family. And her mother and all her brother and her mother, she is not a Muslim, not a Muslim. But her mother, she has a lot of property. She has a lot of property. So she left wealth. And her husband is still alive. The one who is still a non-Muslim too. And two daughters. One of them, she averted to Islam. Alhamdulillah, she became a Muslim. So what she said here, she asked the question. My mother, she written everything for me. And she's not a Muslim. Shall I take all the money? That's her question. Because she written everything for me. Listen, we said that with the tawfiq, inshallah. As you know, the system of the non-Islamic law, if the husband will die, all the property will go to your wife. Even if you have children. Until you go to and for the estate, and Sheikh Yunus, he knows better than us in this, to go and distribute his money according to estate, to change the formula, to adjust the money from the wife, and to give it to the children. But everything, the wife will be taken out. Be careful. Be careful. You have to write a written will. Hi, we don't say about our sister here. But some of the wife said, this is my money. Let me go and marry somebody else. I love brother Kiba. Kiba, I want to marry you. SubhanAllah. And children will ask. He said, no. I work hard with my husband. I have part of this money. So all the money belongs to me. Every one of you have a good job. We raised you. We educated all of you. You don't need the money. I am the one who has no money. So be careful about that. Now, that's why written will is very important. And when we have the written will, one day we're going to study in detail the written will. When you have a written will, you don't need to put any percentage. Because Allah already in Surah An-Nisa, He distributes all the money between the inheritors. What you have to say? One word, one simple word. I advise whoever opens my bequest to distribute my property according to Islamic Sharia. Why? Maybe one of your child die. Maybe one of your wife, she die. Maybe your mother, when you die, she's still alive. And then when you die, she die after you. So we need to distribute the money according to the what? The Sharia. Now, law will take all the money and give it either to the husband, if his wife, she passed away, or give it to the wife if her husband passed away. Right. How we deal with this? Aye. The sister, she asked second question. If the answer is no, I am not allowed to take all the money from my mother, according to her bequest, can I take 1/3? And remember, Her mother, she's not a Muslim. We have to make a definition in this too, inshallah ta'ala. Wasiyatul kafir lil Muslim, the bequest of the kafir to the exactly the relative of Muslim. Like this case. Kafir, he passed away and he left a property. And one of them, he became a Muslim. Like this woman. She became a Muslim. There is no blame to accept, but to accept from her mother whom she passed away, or her father who passed away and he is not a Muslim. She has right, according to Islamic Sharia, to take up to one third also. So let we say this mother, she left $100,000. She, I know the law will transfer the $100,000 to her father, who is not a Muslim. But according to Islamic Sharia, to have to fear Allah, we don't deal with the law. We respect the law, but we have our own law. Sheikh Yunus is going to get mad from us because he practiced in the law. May Allah reward him. But anyway, according to Islamic Sharia, we have to go according to what? Sharia law. If the non-Muslim die and he left a bequest, we should go on for this bequest. But if she written 100%, no, she taken 33% or 35% of her property only, according to the Sharia law. Die. Ibn Quda, what is the evidence? Somebody gonna come, the brother T. Kiba, he told me, what is the dalil? Sheikh Mustafa is here, said, what is the dalil? I give you the dalil, inshallah ta'ala. The dalil is two different evidence. Ibn Qudama, one of the greatest scholars in Islam for Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ibn Qudama, he said, it is allowed for the non-Muslim to take part of the wasiyah, the bequest, or the whole thing. If the other agreed, listen for this carefully. Let we say this woman, she has husband and two daughters. One of them, she became a Muslim. That means there is a husband and one daughter. Yes, she's allowed to take the whole property from her non-Muslim mother. If the father, her father, and her sister agreed upon. If they don't agree upon to take all the property for the non-Muslim female, the one she averted, she became Muslim, that means this Muslim female, she has only allowed up to one third. Is that clear? MashaAllah ta'ala. Who actually supported this? But in before I said that supported this, can the Muslim make a bequest, wasiyya, written will for her brother who is not Muslim, for her father who is not Muslim, for her mother who is not Muslim? Yes. A Muslim female, she left a property and she written, she know there is a father but he's not a Muslim. She is allowed to give up to one third to her family member who are not Muslim. This is the justice of Islam. They accuse exactly, they attack in the Islam. How is the perfect law in Islam? Even in wasiyya. But there is no inheritance from the kafir to the Muslim. And there is no inheritance from the Muslim to the kafir. What does that mean, a sheikh? I'm talking about the wasiyya, the bequest. But if there is no any bequest, ya Sheikh Yunus, are all Muslim cannot take part from the non-believer parents, and the non-believer parents cannot take any part from the Muslim members. Is that clear or is still confused?
No, very clear.
Is that clear? Okay. The one who support that the Muslim allowed to take part of the money or the property of the mother or the father who are not Muslim, Al-Qadi al-Shuraih, the judge, great judge in Islam, Al-Imam al-Sha'abi, Al-Imam al-Thawri, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Al-Imam al-Ishaq, five scholars. What is the dalil also? Second evidence, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya. Who's Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya? those who are sleeping. Who's Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya?
Is it the son of Imam
Ali? Barakallah feek. The son of Imam Ali. Not from Fatima. Not from Fatima radiallahu anha wa arda. But Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, he's the son of Imam. And the Shia focusing him too much. But he is our Imam too. Because the Shia corrupted. Anyway. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, and also from Ata'a, the student of Ibn Abbas, and Qatada, student of Ibn Abbas. My time is over, 5 minutes now, right? Let me finish this in 1 minute. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, إِلَّا أَن تَفْعَلُوا إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا. The evidence from the Quran that the Muslim allow to take from the non-Muslim if he left the wasiyah. I don't talk about the inheritance. If he left a bequest, he did not leave any bequest, he's not allowed to take from his non-Muslim parents. Or non-Muslim parents not allowed to take any property from. If the woman became Muslim and she has a children who rejecting the Islam, who doesn't want to be a Muslim, they have no percentage or one penny from her property if she passed away. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? Allah said, except that you may do to your close associates, relative, through bequest. In order to do that, we have, in order to keep our family members, even if they are non-Muslim, we have to give them some, inshallah ta'ala. I still have the second evidence from Safiya bint Huyayi, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of the Yahudi in Medina, she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have evidence for that, inshallah. Tomorrow, I'm here, Thursday, to inshallah to continue our class related to this, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting all of us in knowledge. Wallahu tabarak wa ta'ala a'lam. Haqulu thalika min fadlillahi azza wa jalla wa laysa minni. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.